Motorola 1225, mobile. I've been talking on a XTS 3000 or 5000 last few days. There must be some ducting going on because my HD is cleaning a house versus my mobiles.
Well, you're making a pretty good trip. You're 100% readable, a little bit of static. Mobile as well, and down in Cook County, WIWI 357.
All right, got you down there from Cook County, Travis, or WSU 842. I'm near 21 and 52 coming down eastbound on 21 right now. So I'm going to make my stop in Flushing next.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so your signal keep getting better and better. And Flushing, now I'm starting to get an idea where you're at. Do you kind of know where Flushing's at?
Yeah, I'm just about 15 to 20 minutes yet from Flushing. I take 21 over to Durand Road to Pearson and back into the backside. Unless I decide to take 21 all the way down to Elms Road. Don't know. Depends on how traffic's going. But hopefully get in before any snow starts.
Snow? Man, that doesn't sound good. Where I'm at, the skies are really cloudy, but I don't see any threat of snow yet. But maybe, man, I woke up the other day with dusting of snow on my car, and it was kind of sobering.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It was a little unsettling. I would like to be ideology of putting my new UHF base antenna up. I built a antenna to go up on my house. So, let's try to get that up there and kind of decide how I want to connect it to the house. It's only 30 inches tall and barely weigh about 1 or 2 pounds. So I thought about sticking it on a 48-foot rod of top rail that I have from some fabricating back in the day, and lifting the rod up and having it going into a sleeve that's hammered into the ground.
Would you need any guidelines for something like that?
I got a tool that will allow me to put in a casing. And it's like a drill bit. I put the casing in, and it'll be snug into the ground, and then I'll put the rod, that shaft, the 48-footer, I'll put that in at about 48 inches deep. So it has about 4 foot holding onto the bottom of it. So it should fit it up there. Plus the top's going to be a PVC mask adapter. And if I can do it right, I want to try to be about 50 in the air. But I don't know. I've had another one up I've done for 2 meters of VHF. It's been up for 20 years and hasn't given me any issues. And that one's up a lot higher.
There you go. I should do a great job then.